the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. Hey, if you haven't, come check us out already at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Please do, because there you can get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. And you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we interview a very, very special guest, Jamie Walker. Now, Jamie is a very unique person. She's a vegan ultra marathoner, which means that she runs races greater than 26 miles, so 50 miles, 60 miles. She's even doing a 100-mile race in a single day coming up here in about a month. Now, she's just an incredible person, and she's gone on to found this amazing community of people, which she calls Fit Approach, fitapproach.com. And she has gotten all these people together to sweat pink together, which is basically going out there and running and exercising and living a healthy lifestyle, and all people all over the world doing this together, supporting each other. And it's been amazing to see all the people who have inspired each other and supported each other and lost weight and lived a healthier lifestyle and gone out there and run and just have fun with it. And just by the interview, you'll notice that Jamie just loves to have fun. She's always smiling and laughing, and she's a very bubbly person. And the biggest piece of advice that I got from her today is, in this interview, is smile while you're running, smile while you're exercising, smile and just have fun with it, because life's too short not to have fun, not to enjoy it. So it's getting healthier and living a healthy lifestyle is definitely something you should enjoy. So I hope you enjoy the show today with Jamie. Well, Jamie, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and how did you decide to become an ultra marathoner?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, so thanks so much for having me. For me, running was a passion of mine that actually started while I was in college. I'd always sort of been a runner to keep in shape when I was younger, but was really active in sports and such. When I was in college, I came back from a year abroad and I was like, wow, I've kind of gained the Italian 20. I ate too much pizza, drank too much wine. I really need to like take control, get my health back on track. So I signed up for a 10K, it was a trail 10K, and I won it. And I was like, wow, this running thing's pretty awesome. So I continued to run throughout college. And it wasn't until I had just graduated from college, really. And I was a friend of mine who I'd been running marathons with at that point had said, can you come pace me for the last 15 miles of my 50 miler? And I thought, oh, that's cool. 50 miles, like, you must be crazy. But sure, I can do 15 miles with you. That'd be a good training run for me. And I went out and I was, next to him, pacing him and got him through the finish line. And I saw what an amazing, feat of strength and character it was. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to do this too. Like, there's just no reason I'm not doing this. And literally a week later, I signed up for my first 50 miler. It's been about 8 years now of doing them, and I haven't looked back since. So that's kind of where it started. I blame my friend Craig.
Wow, that's amazing. So some people might not understand what an ultra marathon is. So how long are these races? Are they all at least 50 miles, or how long are they?
Oh, no, they can anything longer than a marathon is actually considered an ultra marathon. So I've done a range of 50 Ks, which is about 31 miles, 50 milers, and also 100 Ks, which is 62 milers. And I'm attempting my very first 100 miler in September.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't imagine what it's like to run 100 miles in one day.
It's I haven't done it yet, but I assume it takes a lot of a lot of being able to talk to yourself and sort of laugh at yourself at times, because you definitely go through sort of highs and lows while you take that kind of mileage.
definitely. Well, and I'm sure it's too. It's also the mental aspect of it as much as the physical aspect. Is that right?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's almost, I think it's actually probably 80%, mental as it is 20% physical, because for me, when I'm having a good day, like I'm smiling and I'm out there and I'm just like enjoying the run, that's when I always perform better. And it never matters. It could be like, I could feel really undertrained, but I could go out and actually like win the race that day. If I have a good attitude and I'm just feeling right in all, in all ways, or rested and that kind of thing. So it's very mental.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Definitely. Well, and a lot of people might not know that you're actually vegan, aren't you?
I am. I have been vegan for a little over a year now. I actually started out as just, I was a vegetarian for actually most of my life. I gave up eating meat from pretty much when I was old enough to make any decision on my own. I was about 6 or 7 years old. My mom was hoping it was this sort of passing fad that I was going through, but it ended up, I stuck with it. And about a year ago, I went completely vegan because I realized that, you know, with me, the only thing I was still really incorporating in my diet was cheese, and I would sort of overdo it and have these like crazy cheese hangovers, is like I like to call them. And I found that plant-based diet really works for me and really makes me feel better and stronger as an athlete. And I, you know, and perform it. I perform a lot better. I sleep better. And I just feel better overall.
Wow, that's amazing. So you notice just taking out the cheese, just because you're already a vegetarian, so just taking out the cheese, you notice better performance and everything like that?
Yeah, you know, I notice, and I also, I think it also makes me more aware of what I'm actually eating, because you do have to really read and scrutinize every label, because you'd be surprised what is actually in food product. Whey, for instance, isn't actually vegan, and that's in a lot of products. It's in like your, you know, granola bars off the shelf and some like drinks and things like that. So I've become more aware of what I'm putting in my body, and I really like it, because I'm, you know, I'm always sort of saying, okay, like I'm actually really reading this label. I actually know what's in this food, and it really encourages me to maintain a really clean eating diet.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and you know, whey is the waste product of cheese manufacturing, actually. So it's really just a waste product that these food companies figure out how to put into food.
Yeah, and it makes its way into a surprising amount of products, and I wouldn't have looked for it before, but now that I do, I'm totally aware of that, and I steer clear. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So you're obviously out there sharing your message in a big way, not just running, but teaching people and with the fit approach and how to be healthier. Why do you teach people as well? I mean, why not just run?
You know, I really think that my inspiration as an athlete and as a person in general comes from the community that we've built with Fit Approach. And the reason that I even did it to begin with was to have a support system, because I realized, you know, you're always stronger in numbers, and having a community there to support you and really back up your goals not only holds you accountable to them, but also just, you know, it helps you really get inspired. I mean, we've got people, ladies in the community, who are doing just simply amazing things. We have one that's on her way to Kona for her first ever Ironman triathlon, which I can't even fathom doing. Like, people say running 100 miles is crazy. I'm like, that is crazy. You have to cycle, swim, and run for like crazy amounts of distance. So I get inspired every day by this community, and I love giving back to them because they give so much to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I feel the same way. I'm so inspired every day when I hear, you know, a new listener, or reader, or someone in our community as well, who, you know, they made that change, they went on that marathon, they changed their diet, they lost that weight. You get so inspired to hear other people's stories. That makes you want to, you know, give your best and try even harder than you thought you could.
Yeah, it just makes me want to like lace up my running shoes and get out and run. Like, when I hear one of my ambassadors, our Sweat Pink ambassadors, I heard a story where she literally decided she had this an illness, and doctors told her she was going to probably have to undergo a lot of like taking a lot of medicine and possibly even treatments. And she said, no way, and just completely changed her eating habits and her exercise regimen and went back for tests. And they were like, whatever you're doing, it's working. Keep it up. And it was just through simple, clean eating and exercise. And I was like, that's amazing. That's outstanding that you can just like reverse what everyone's telling you you're going to have to, you know, take cords of medicine and, you know, treatments for. So it's really inspirational.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and, you know, most, you know, elite athletes, which you obviously are, you run ultra marathons, you know, most of them, I would say, or at least most people think that, you know, they're really just in it to compete. They want to be the best, you know, they want to win. But it sounds to me like you are more in it for the health aspect and inspirational aspects of it.
Yeah, for me, the competition, like, you know, I really like to do well. I think, you know, most people, you know, you like to cross the finish line and you like to PR, or you like to, you know, win in your division or whatever it is. Like, that always feels good. But for me, that's not the main motivation. For my 100, for instance, that's coming up in about a little less than a month now, I'm just really want to cross the finish line. For me, like, the achievement of just crossing that finish line is the biggest achievement, will be the biggest achievement of that weekend. And then just getting out there and, like, enjoying the outdoors and being a part of that and really soaking up what's really happening while you're out there is the most important aspect for me. I love, you know, doing ultras because you're out in nature, you're on a trail. It gives you a lot of time to think and reflect and And really just kind of, I don't know, I do a lot of my brainstorming and figuring things out there. And I think it's really important to sort of have that, you know, mind, body, nature connection if you can.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, and, you know, you're doing so much stuff with what you're teaching and ultramarathoning, and it kind of sounds like you're like Superwoman, but I mean, was it always that way? Was it always so easy for you to just go out there and run 20 miles, or was it, you know, was it not like that all the time?
No, I mean, no, not at all. I mean, I don't think of myself as Superwoman at all. I definitely have my kryptonite, you know, and I have my bad habits like everybody else. And I don't always wake up when I should or train when I should. And it's not always easy. I actually just had a race a couple weeks ago where I literally, the heat and, you know, just not enough sleep the night before and whatever else. I mean, maybe I had too much wine that week or something. You know, I had to drop at mile 20. I wasn't feeling it. So I'm not Superwoman. I have my off days just like everybody else, and it's never been easy. I mean, I definitely push myself. I'm up usually no later than 5:45 every morning to train in some capacity, whether that's doing boot camps, yoga, or running. So, you know, I'm pretty diligent with it, and I've stuck with it for many years. So it's never been easy, and it's definitely not like Superwoman at all.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you're just a normal person like the rest of us. That's good, because I think a lot of people, they see someone like you who's so successful in running and can run that far, and they say, well, I could never do that. But, I mean, do you think that just someone who's a couch potato and, you know, has never run a 5K before, can they just go out and do a marathon this year if they really wanted to?
You know what? I say why not? I say if you really want to put in the time that it requires to train and to get serious about it, anybody could do it. I also think if you really take yourself off the road and put yourself on a trail, you can probably go farther than you think you can. I think road races are pretty limiting because it really takes a toll on your joints. Yeah. And it hurts a little bit more. So I always encourage people, like, if you're going to get into running for the first time, take it to the trail. Go out, you know, really get outside and try and just soak it all up and enjoy yourself. And don't be afraid to walk a little bit.
Definitely. And, you know, I find that so true as well. You know, like, walking along the road, I get so bored so quickly. But if I'm out, like, in the trail, in the woods, in nature, you know, like, I could be out there for hours and not even realize how long I spent.
Yeah, it's such a, you know, it's an escape. And I think if you can think of running or exercise as that, as something that you do for yourself rather than like work or a chore or, you know, kind of the words we often associate it with, I feel like you'll get so much more out of that activity. And it'll become something you want to do and crave rather than you feel like you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so what other words of advice would you give to someone who's just brand new, just starting out?
Stick with it. You know, don't give up because you have a bad day. Everybody has bad days. You know, I have lots of bad days. And you're not always going to feel 100%. So the best thing you can do is stick with it. And just enjoy yourself. I mean, smile. Like, cross the finish line and smile. And every time you run, just put a smile on your face and realize that you get to do this. Like, it's a privilege. It's not a chore.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's so true. It is a privilege. You know, some people don't even have legs. They can't run. And, you know, every day is a blessing and a gift. And I think a lot of people these days, we're so busy, you know, going to work and taking the kids to school that we just forget, you know, to really be grateful and appreciate the life that we do have.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's so important to remember and, you know, and just keeping a smile on your face and really, and being proud of all of your accomplishments, you know, not getting down on yourself for a bad day or a slip up or, you know, if you have a little too much fun, you know, during the weekend, don't beat yourself up. Just get back on it on Monday morning and, you know, no harm, no foul.
Absolutely. So how do you celebrate your successes? And when you finish a big race, how do you celebrate?
You know, honestly, my friends and close family all know is my favorite thing when I cross is to have a really nice cold beer. For some reason, I'm not a beer drinker. I actually am like a total wine drinker if I'm going to drink anything. But for some reason, it just tastes really good after a race. And I think it's something about the, you know, the heaviness of it or something. It just sits well and makes my joints feel better. And then otherwise, just a good night of sleep because I'm always, you know, you're up all really early in the morning and you run all day long. And it's like the best thing in the world is just like a nice hot meal and then go to bed.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know, as a vegan, I know some people ask all the time, you know, how do you get enough protein? And especially for you as a runner, I mean, isn't protein so important? And how do you get enough of it with your vegan diet?
That's a question that I get all the time. And it's not surprising. There's a lot of sort of miscalculated or misunderstanding, I guess, around how much protein we actually need. And you don't need as much as you think. And there's a lot of other sources of protein that don't come from animal, you know, at all. So not even byproducts or anything. I actually eat a lot of nuts and seeds. Quinoa is a great, you know, source of protein, and also legumes. I'm a big fan of like black beans on anything, and avocado, and you know, quinoa. And then you've got like a protein-packed, fiber-rich meal, and you know, and it tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you eat before a big race?
I'm a big fan of right before the morning of, my breakfast is usually sort of a hemp toast with almond butter. I mean, that's my go-to. It's sort of easy on the stomach, and it's got the salt and the fat and the calories that you need to get on with your day. The night before, I usually do the sort of traditional kind of carbo load of, you know, a good pasta and, you know, veggies sort of thing. And that it always usually kind of suits me. And I think everyone sort of has their own rituals, but for me, I just found that works. Mm-hmm. Over the years, so I kind of just stick with it.
Awesome. Very cool. So tell us more about Fit Approach. Tell us about this community that you've created and what are you guys up to?
Sure. Yeah, so Fit Approach is an online healthy community. It's made up of, there are nearly 1,000 women all over the country and even outside of the country that are sweating pink. And what that means is, you know, we all lace up with these kind of hot pink, amazing shoelaces to show that we're tough and confident and we can be beautiful at the same time. Men and women, I should say, because there's a lot of men out there too that are sweating pink with us. And we're supportive and inspiring, and we engage with one another. We can, you know, even if, you know, one of us is in, you know, Virginia and the other person is in Oregon, we can, you know, collaborate and say like, hey, you have a race on Saturday, good luck. Or we're sharing our stories, or, and sometimes even like our challenges. You know, somebody was the other day posting that they were having a lot of, you know, they were having a hard time just staying motivated, and they were seeing a slump, like, you know, they weren't getting that last like 5 pounds off that they've been trying for or something. And it was like the whole community came together with words of encouragement and support. And she later reported that she was, you know, back on it and feeling better than ever. And so it's really about sort of having this support system and this group of friends everywhere you go. And we had the privilege of meeting with a bunch of our East Coast ambassadors when we were in New York a couple weeks ago. And it was like an amazing experience. It felt like I was surrounded by a bunch of, you know, lifelong friends, all in pink shoelaces. And we made quite the spectacle in Central Park with all our pink apparel.
Yeah, awesome. Well, where can people find out more about Fit Approach and come visit you guys online?
Yeah, so you can find out more at fitapproach.com. That's just www.fitapproach.com. And also we're on Twitter, and it's just @fitapproach.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, thanks so much for being with us today. I know you've shared some awesome inspiration and information with us. I know it's going to help thousands of people improve their lives and improve their health. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey there. It's Tom Forsenholz again. Hope you love the show today with Jamie. Isn't she just an incredible person? She's so excited and so exciting to listen to, and totally inspiring to hear her story. You know, she's just a normal person just like you and me, and decided she wanted to go out there and run marathons and then ultra marathons. And, you know, she just goes to prove that there are no limits to what you can do with your health, whether you can't run at all right now or a couch potato completely. You too can get out there and start running and go run a marathon if you're willing to put in the work to do it. And I'm not saying everyone should go out there and run a marathon. What I'm saying is you have the ability and the potential to do anything you set your mind to if you were just willing to invest the time, the effort, the energy to go do it. And, you know, there's no health condition that can't be turned around. I mean, as far as we know, there's been people with cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, every disease that we've ever known of, there have always been cases of quote-unquote spontaneous remissions or spontaneous healings, where people turn things around. And sometimes maybe it just happens randomly, maybe it's a miracle, but sometimes people actually go out there and they make the decision to change their lifestyle, to change their health, to change what they're eating, to change how they exercise, to change how they think, to change their stress levels. And I'm telling you here that you can change whatever you want to change in your life if you're willing to go out there and put in the work and effort to do it. So I hope this show will inspire you to make some positive changes in your life. And I'm wishing you the absolute best. Come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, and I'm wishing you an incredible day. Take care.